Blog Talk Radio.
There's a gift, there's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing. This bridge together with our wisdom, and through our heart, we can make a change for the better. Peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together. Together, peace. Use your voice, sing your song, tell everyone you made the no more war, no matter where. This is the vision. Now we see and we know we can build this bridge together. As we share, we'll grow, and we will make a change for the better.
Grandmothers of the Four Directions, my guides and angels, since my presence here on earth, I'd like to read a prayer that they provided. We call upon the powers of the universe, the great organizing energy of all that ever was and all that ever shall be, to pour forth into the hearts of humanity. We pray that each human being awakens to hear their call, to allow that which is coming forward to rise to levels of consciousness that will direct your actions in loving and compassionate ways. We uphold that humanity will not move blindly into the future, but rather embrace the full potential of itself and lift itself to the highest order of its divinity. We call forward all of the spirit guides, ancestors, and angels to encircle you, to nudge you, to rise within you. A brighter day is possible. And we give thanks to you, to those of you who are rising up to meet the challenges of this time. We pray for your continued growth and strengthening. And we vow our presence in your life as a substance from which you can draw strength, courage, and wisdom. May you allow the divine source of all creation to light your path and guide you unencumbered into the mighty future that has been promised to humanity. We vow to be there with you, and we leave you to ponder the possibilities of your future and to take the action that will open the way for a brighter day in your life and in the life of generations to come. Dare to be courageous. Dare to be all that you have been placed here to be and to experience. Dare to be faith-filled on your journey, for all is possible. In the midst of great change, much is birthed. Remember what is sacred. Remember what is sacred. And give thanks for all the blessings that are being showered down upon this great planet at this time, this favorite place in all of creation. Good afternoon, good morning, depending on where you are in the country or, in fact, around the world. Welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. I am your host, Audrey Scott Williams. It is indeed such an honor to be present with you today as we are in the second day of celebration of the International Day of Peace, which is tomorrow, Friday, September 21st, we have been celebrating the idea, the concept, the passion, and the actions that are all entwined in the celebration of a day, the recognition of a day around the world for peace. And as you read, if you go to the United Nations site for the International Day of Peace, you will see that what is important about this year and the mission and intention for this year is the combining of sustainable peace, the concept of sustainable peace with the sustainability period. So in other words, if we're going to have a sustainable culture, a sustainable environment, a sustainable practice of how we engage with one another as humanity, as keepers of the earth, the caretakers of all the elements here on earth to ensure a sustainable future for generations to come, then we have to think about what is sustainable peace. And so today we celebrate that idea that in the realm of the collective conscious of humanity, we are contemplating what is sustainable peace. So welcome again to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. I encourage anyone in our listening audience who may want to ask a question to feel free to do so. Yesterday we had the privilege of speaking with Reverend Glenda Davis from the Center for Spiritual Living here in Dothan, Alabama, who talked about the importance of local actions. That how in this time it's not necessarily going to be what happens at the bigger, broader levels, but it's going to be what happens in community when community comes together. That's going to make a difference. That's going to make the change. And, of course, you know, as we walked around the country and the world, that was certainly our experience. It was certainly what reshaped our entire conversation around the question, why do you walk for peace? Because what we realized as we walked is that there peace already exists, but that story isn't being told. The greatest interfaith story for us, because we're really committed to the work of interfaith dialogue and interfaith exchange and interfaith engagement. So what was really a clear indication for us that interfaith is not only possible, it's happening and living and breathing in our communities, is the very fact that seven people from all different faith traditions, Christian, Indigenous, Muslim, all gathered together to take this journey around the world and around the country. And in the midst of that journey, we were welcomed in every possible expression, at least as far as I know, of spiritual faith. So whether we were in Morocco, all of us were accepted into the Muslim community. When we were in Australia, we were accepted into the community of the Aboriginal peoples of the north, as well as the area around Uluru. We were welcomed into communities, Native American communities in this country. So I could go on and on and on. Hindu communities in India and Korean Buddhist temples in Hawaii and so forth. So the interfaith, the idea of interfaith cooperation is not new. We have been engaging at a local level where we depended upon our ability to communicate across faith traditions for the sustainable practices, sustainability of our community. So what we now have the responsibility to do is to share our stories in a way that people can connect with that experience so that we don't put forth the idea that it doesn't exist, therefore we have to help make it happen. Now, where we see that we had a bigger issue along the interfaith area where is what the information was that was coming down through the media, through governments and corporations and the military, that whole conglomerate of stories really created a whole different scenario than what our experience was and what our experience continues to be. So we want to do more to share that story, do more to bring into awareness the fact that at the local communities, as Glenda Davis said yesterday, there is so much happening. And sometimes I will admit that, you know, we get caught in the separations and we kind of live, you know, just 2 feet away from the borders in our various traditions and our various beliefs, whether it's religious or cultural or social, and we don't cross over. So in those situations, it is so important to have groups, like, for instance, here in Southern Alabama, the interfaith councils that continue to meet and to gather and to meet around the circle to hold the energy for the collective conscious of the community. And as a result of just gathering in safe spaces where people can ask questions about each other's traditions and have dialogues around that and find that, oh, there's a whole reasoning behind why you do things this way or why we do things this way. There's more in common in our beliefs than there is not in common. And so it's so important that at a local level, if you're interested in interfaith work at all, find out what's happening in your community and get involved. That helps to shift the paradigm, if you will, or shift the consciousness that wants to stay separate. It helps to nudge folks from that 2 feet before the border onto the border between various traditions and various beliefs, and allows people to come into unity, into harmony with what it is they believe about each other that goes beyond the dogma. So we're going to take a moment right now. Again, you are listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. Welcome back to Peace Talks. We're dedicated our show this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and tomorrow, Friday, to celebrate the International Day of Peace. It's observed annually on September 21st. It was actually established by the General Assembly of the United Nations as a day of global ceasefire and nonviolence for strengthening the ideals of peace within and among all nations and people. We are part of the United Religions Initiative, an organization that is global. We are one of the cooperation circles, the Trail of Dreams. And so the URI, cooperation circles, and friends across the globe have been joining in solidarity to commemorate this day since the year 2000, observing it with prayer, events, and service projects. So our service projects this year in solidarity with the International Day of Peace and its concept this year for sustainable peace is to dedicate shows yesterday, today, and tomorrow where we're talking about interfaith and we're talking about the power of prayer and the power of each one of us as we rise in consciousness to embrace the fullness of who we are. And, you know, one of the things that I always say that comes from my teachings with the grandmothers is that, you know, we don't always understand everything. But if we slip from the head to the heart, we can feel our way into most things. We can feel our way into our creative essence that is aligned with divine. And then what comes out of that is more unifying than what we do often when we're trying to rely on our head and our minds, what we can think. But when we allow ourselves to feel, we tap into that space of oneness. So we encourage, through all the work that we do, the alignment of each of us with our heart. And it takes courage because, you know, in our mind, we can create the safety zone, if you will, that keeps us in, you know, inside the, you know, coloring inside the lines. However, to affect change, it often means going to the lines and crossing over the lines to open up within ourselves as well as the world around us to new possibilities, new ways of being. And, you know, when we look at statistically what's happening in the world, if we look at our economy, we look at over 2 billion people on the planet in poverty, not having enough food and shelter and water, you know, half the children in the world's population living in poverty. When we look closer at home here in the United States and we see some of the statistics around unemployment, around the growing poverty, amount of poverty in our country, then we have to take pause for a moment and say, something has to change. Our very survival depends upon it. If we are going to be sustainable, then we have to do something different. And now what is interesting about that concept is it's no longer a New Age response. It's no longer, you know, something that we are reaching afar, you know, like depending on prophecy for. It is simply a matter of fact. If we're going to be here, if we're going to create a sustainable world for our children and our grandchildren, or in the Native American way, seven generations out, we have to do something different. We have to explore all possibilities. We have to drop into that heart and connect with our creative energy that allows us to come up with another picture, come up with another idea, and then have the courage to embrace that and allow others who may be having the same thoughts to connect with that as we begin to paint a different picture of how we can evolve into a space that honors who we are as a human family, honors our need to develop a different relationship with Mother Earth, and how dependency on fossil fuels and what's happening with our water sources. All of that begins to come into play, how we even tell our stories to one another. So today we want to have you think about those questions. Have you think about when's the last time you've done something so out of the box, you know, something so different that your whole heart, your whole being celebrated in that experience? And if you have to stop and think about that for longer than, say, 30 seconds, then I encourage you to think about not just today, but every day forward. What is something, even if it's just one small thing, as Mother Teresa used to say, even if it's just one small thing, what can you do today that can make a difference not only in your life, but in the life of someone you randomly meet on the street, or someone that may be just waiting for your smile, your prayer, your touch? And we want to say, make a commitment to yourself to act on that, to act in that space. I see that we have a caller online. I want to stop for a moment. Karen Hunter Watson, I see that you have called in. Welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. Did you have a question or you want to make a comment?
I was just listening to how you were speaking about the experiences we had as we were traveling around the country and around the world, about all of the people that we came in contact with, about this idea of peace is something that is definitely expressed in many, many ways. And as I have returned home, knowing that I'm here in this country and I see a lot of the things that are happening and I witness how people are coming together more and more, I realize that peace is truly a reality, and that interfaith is most, most important. Because in order for us to live here together as a community and as a family here on this planet, then we must all come together in that oneness and of knowing that we care about one another, and that we are respectful of one another, and we listen to what each of us has to say, so that we can live together in a more supreme and loving way.
That is certainly what we have experienced, Karen, and what we've held as walkers, as peace walkers, moving in and out of different environments, is just that awareness that the oneness of who we are is so much larger than the differences that we often define ourselves as. And so thank you for bringing that forward. And speaking of creativity, I know that you have been engaged in just sort of a total outpouring of creativity since your return here from the walks. How is that affecting you, and what have you noticed that is happening around you as a result of that?
Well, what I found, Audrey, is that since I've been home, and since, you know, I've had the experience of being in so many different places, that the creativity that's inside of me is coming forth in ways that I never even experienced, never even thought of. I'm creating things. I'm drawing. I'm creating jewelry. I'm painting like you'd never believe. And all of these things are just, this seem to have come together so beautifully and come forward. And I'm knowing that it's come because of the opening that took place within me as I was walking around the world. I'm creating music, I'm writing. Some of these things I've done before, but it's never been like it is now. And one of the things that I have found is that Spirit has been speaking to my heart a lot, that creativity and the arts and music and all of these things are very important in the time that we're in right now. And the other part of that is it's also a very good communicative piece to help to bridge gaps between people. Music is something that always touches the hearts of everyone. Even if there's no words that are understood, the sounds and the tones and all of that come forth to help to connect people. And I found that to be the experience with me, even when we were on, when we were traveling, we'd go different places, and music would be that connecting factor that would help us to be able to communicate as we were in each other's space.
Thank you, Karen. And I'm sure you're finding that what is coming back to you as equally high vibration as what you're putting out. And I'm sure that it continues to feed that creative spirit that is so much within you. Again, you're listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. I wanted to talk a little bit before we end our half hour together here today that in Now Time, which is what the grandmothers have often spoken to me about, there were some imperatives that they gave that I think are real appropriate considering our prayer and our intention for today. And I'd like to just share those with you. One, unconditional love of self, that we, as we come into unconditional love of ourselves, that we automatically come into alignment with others, with Mother Earth, and with the Creator. So I encourage you to look within. I do some very deep, deep work within. Forgive, 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 and love yourself so that our total alignment in unconditional love can happen. Know your truth and live your truth. Don't hide. Don't settle for anything less. Go for the high road. Live your truth faithfully and courageously, and make a difference not only in your life but in the life of the people around you. Divine action without thought. So many times we are given an answer to a situation, to an opportunity, and then it comes into our mind and we figure out every reason why we shouldn't do it. So remember, divine action without thought. Remember, all possibility exists in the infinite moment. The most powerful time that we have is the present moment. Remember that. The past is already done. You can't change what happened. And the future is yet to be. But in a moment, that's where you have the power to make a change. Look with your eyes and see what is before you. Look with your heart and see all there is. That concludes the first five imperatives of Now Time. We, again, thank you for being with us today and celebrating this time of International Day of Peace, which is tomorrow. We look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. And until then, have a wonderful, creative day.